anyone who is out there in this moment listening to this right now who is really having a hard time trying to figure out, you know, I have this thing that I'm really good at, but I'm just not sure how this is going to work into a business or possibly a job. I'm just not sure what the next thing is, how I should start this. Rita, do you have any tips or strategies you can share with us to help us begin to at least put some framework around that so that we can start getting at least a direction to go?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. First off, it's wonderful if you have an idea of what it is that you want to go for, because that's the most important part. Every once in a while, I'll work with someone who really is not certain which direction do I want to go, what do I want to have make happen, and that's a whole other ball game. When you know what it is that you want to do, the very most important piece of advice I can give you is that you need to begin with the end in mind. There's nothing more important than that. You need to see, even if you don't know how, you don't have a clue how, you need to see whatever it is that you're looking to create or do as a finished project in your mind's eye. Because if you don't have a firm image of what it is that you want to do, then you'll never, ever find a way to get there. I always think about it in terms of building a pyramid, so to speak. So you think in terms of that very top brick of the pyramid. That's the thing that you want to do. That is the passion that you have, the direction you want to go. Let's say, as an example, you decide that you want to be a workshop facilitator. So that's at your very top brick right up there. Then what you want to do is you want to flesh out the details and you work backwards. And one thing that I think is a very good idea to do is to create a meditative visualization for yourself. Anybody can do it for themselves too. You don't have to go to someone special to have it done. It's always wonderful to have group-led meditations, but you can just take a moment, get away from the noise, get away from everything that is distracting to you. So it could mean that you need to go take a walk to the park or get on a bus or go sit somewhere away from everything. And do be sure that you have pen and paper in hand. Take a few deep breaths and just close your eyes and see what it is that you want to create. And take the time to put yourself in the environment of that. Let's pretend that we're talking about, as an example, the workshop facilitator again. If I put myself in a meditative spot with that, what I'll see is, begin with the end in mind, I see a room full of people that are all engaged, that are all ready to move forward with the idea of their dream. And I would talk about how the room looked. I could say in my own process, the room is a beautiful peach color. I own the room. In fact, I own the entire facility that everybody is in. And I see the parking lot filled with cars, not only with people that were able to help, but also with people that work for me on my staff. And you flesh out the kinds of people that are in your staff. I have an administrative assistant. I have an accountant who works for me full-time and a part-time accountant as well. You bring out all those details and don't leave anything out. And don't think that anything is ridiculous. You cannot even begin to imagine what you will draw to yourself by putting out the details of what it is that you want. It's absolutely phenomenal. I'm very lucky in that I have a wonderful mentor, a gentleman by the name of Mark Allen, and he is the owner of New World Library. And he's a gentleman who taught me a lot about moving out further. You know, always think to yourself, this is what I see as the end result. How do I get all the points that make it happen? And even when you see it, see if you can make it even bigger still, because you probably can. Our problem isn't that we don't have big enough dreams. Our problem is that we don't dream big enough.